sex, and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everyone. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness, of course. And today we're going to be talking about physical intelligence. I know that many of you think that you're very intelligent and you're very intellectual and brilliant and smart. And mostly I know when you're speaking about your brilliance or your genius even, although some of you would be too shy to say that you were genius, but I know that many of you are genius. You're mostly talking about your intelligence that is in your mind, your ability to store knowledge, gain knowledge, study, your ability to be really creative when it comes to figuring things out, strategizing things, your ability to know exactly what to say, when and where, and how to be really smart at interviews or this kind of thing, like putting the pieces together. And that's what I call your intelligence, your brain intelligence, the mind, the ability to be really smart in school, etc. But the body also has an intelligence, a physical intelligence. And today we're going to talk a little bit about what it is, what physical intelligence is. How can we connect to it more, the body intelligence, and why would we even want to? And then we're going to find out about how this physical intelligence could possibly increase our ability to experience ourselves as sexual beings and increase our happiness. Of course, that's what I'm interested in, since I'm always interested in sex and happiness. So we're going to find out about this physical intelligence and how it increases or has the ability to increase our sex and happiness once we tap into it. My guest today is Sybilla Pritchard, and she goes by the name, a stage name also, of Balsam. Today I'm going to be calling her Balsam because we're going to be talking about her CD, etc. She has immersed herself in many studies, including tantric and Taoist meditation, holistic wellness and nutrition, and improvisational movement. Her debut CD joins together her two greatest passions, singing and strategies for collaborative, conscious, mutually beneficial partnership between humans and natural physical biological intelligence. Balsam is an experienced workshop facilitator and teacher who has witnessed again and again that when human souls learn how to receive the support and wisdom inherent in natural physical bodily intelligence, their creativity and power on earth flourishes more and more abundantly. So, Balsam, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you, Lori. I'm just delighted to be here.
I'm really happy to have you. You're rare in that you combine a lot of things together and produce music and like performance with the kinds of things that you facilitate. So I'm honored to have you.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about this physical intelligence. What is it? Why do we care? What do we need to know about it? Like that, sort of like the background before I ask you about, well, how do you plug into it? How do people work with you? What do you do?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to begin with a metaphor. I'm wondering, Lori, if you have ever traveled to some place where you didn't know the language, didn't know your way around, didn't have any friends in that area. Have you had that experience?
Sure. The first time I went to India, well, I guess I had friends there, but it was just like a different planet the first time I went to India.
There it is. It was like a different planet. So So one of the ways that we deal with that on Earth, you know, in this reality, because I'm often thinking of many realities at once, is you go someplace where you don't know the language, you don't know the geography, you don't know the roads, you don't know the people, and so you arrange in advance to have a tour guide.
And that's exactly what I did.
Well, there you go. See?
You can't be in India without a tour guide.
So when you're a soul and you're in that space, you know, between incarnations or however else you want to think about it, and you're at the soul level, you're non-physical, and you've decided that you want to spend some time in the physical. So what you do is you arrange for a tour guide, and the tour guide is what we would call our bodies.
Interesting. Go ahead. I'm with you so far.
Okay. So your soul is living in a non-physical reality most of the time, and so in order for your soul to actually function in physicality, it needs a constant flow of information as to what is actually going on in physicality. And that flow of information is provided by your body. Now, it's interesting what you were saying at the beginning about intelligence, because in my paradigm, the mind is part of the body. So is your personality.
Absolutely.
Excuse me. Yeah, your ego, your flesh and blood, your emotions, all of those things exist here in physical reality, and they are all vehicles for the soul to live out its purposes and its evolutionary journey.
And, so, okay. Wait a second, because this is really what you're saying is critical. Because there are people who actually believe that the body and all these, the flesh and blood and all these things that you just mentioned,
yes,
are subservient or secondary to the soul. And if I could just take poetic license to interpret here what you're saying,
yeah,
it's all critical. It's all important. Nothing is subservient to anything. It's kind of like hand and glove.
That would be a very good description. Now, the reason that some people get into that form of thinking about the subservient nature of physicality is because physicality has a different quality than the soul. Physicality generally does not resist what I think of as, well, here we get into sex and happiness. Physicality is always moving towards the flourishing of pleasure and the flourishing of life. And human souls have the capability to resist that movement. And we see that, you know, played out in war and crime and various kinds of perversity that go on the planet. And because the nature part of us, what I call nature or natural, biological, physical intelligence, doesn't have that capacity, and that capacity in my paradigm would be called free will, it is possible to dominate the natural, physical, and biological intelligence. And if you choose, however, to partner with it, you're going to have a much happier experience of life on this planet. But most religions and philosophies actually teach a dominant attitude towards this intelligence. So it's kind of like you're the tourist beating up on your tour guide. It's a strange situation, and it's led to a lot of problems on this plane.
I'm getting really excited about what you're saying. And just for this segment, if you could explain again about this dominance, like what exactly do you mean? Like just see if you can get in there a little deeper. Like how is it that people teach a dominance? What dominates what?
I'm going to just backtrack in mentally here for a moment.
Okay.
So your soul has an evolutionary purpose. There's a something, a what, that it wants to accomplish.
Right.
At any given time. There might be multiple objectives that it has at any given time.
Right.
And in an appropriate partnership between the soul and natural, physical, biological intelligence, or, you know, between the tourist and the tour guide, the soul would put to the tour guide, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. How do I do it? That's the key question for nature intelligence, is how. And the ways in which human beings tend to dominate nature intelligence all the time is by never asking how. We decide what we want, and then we go about using our various skills and mental faculties to also figure out how to do it. And that, to me, is like the absolute key problem with the way that we work with nature. So nature intelligence, obviously, is pro-life. It's pro every single player in the Earth ecosystem. And it does not come up with technologies and methodologies that would be damaging to the life system as a whole. But humans, because we're constantly trying to determine how as well as what, we do come up with technologies and methodologies that are damaging to the entire life system. And we do it at the personal level, which leads to enormous amounts of illness. And we do it at the social level, which has now led to a planetary situation that's really in quite dire straits.
Right. I get you. Okay, this is good. This is a really great place for us to pause for a moment. And it's exciting. Your interpretation and portrayal of what's going on planet Earth is exciting to me. It's fresh. I'm excited by it. So I'm really interested to ask you more questions about this, how people can interrupt their figuring out mechanism.
Yes.
And these kinds of questions when we return. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. My guest today is Sybilla Pritchett, who goes by Balsam. That's her stage name, and that's what I'm calling her today because she has a debut CD, which we're going to hear a track from a little later in the show. In this moment, I just want to find out if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or if you know someone who could use this. Many women say that feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally as they would like. So if you are someone in this particular situation, I want to tell you about Zestra. Zestra was developed to provide much-needed options for all women to feel more sexually satisfied. Zestra's safe. It's a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts that were created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets, and each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts fresh. Zestra starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes, and the initial sensations are called the Zestra Rush. The effects tend to peak at around 10 minutes and last for up to 45 minutes. And Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. So that's the good news. You can use more if necessary. I believe that all women deserve sexual satisfaction, and that's why I'm telling you about Zestra. For more information, phone 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please say you heard it from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life? Get the best from relationships? Attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day with no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects? If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and today my guest, Balsam, is teaching us about physical intelligence as being the guide for our souls, like the body and all the parts of the body needing the value that it deserves, the body deserves, in terms of guiding and providing information for the soul to carry out its soul's purpose. If I understood what she said in the first segment, how am I doing so far?
You're doing great, Lori.
This is exciting to me because I'm really into the body. And the body led me into the body. In other words, my desire and my acknowledgement of pleasure, that I needed it, that I desired more, that I was starving myself from it, led me to the path of the body. And I'm happier than ever, and I'm sexier than ever, and I feel that I'm fulfilling my soul's purpose, like spot on, more than ever. Even this show is a manifestation of alignment, as far as I'm concerned, with the body mind, the body soul, like that. So I'm excited by what you're saying in such concise ways. Now, how do people connect this? How do they connect their own dots? Because most people really are stuck in the thinking paradigm.
Yes, and they're also very much stuck in the I'm going to figure out how to do it paradigm.
Yes, that goes, yeah, I was going to say that goes without saying, but obviously it needs to be said over and over again.
Well, I think it's important to say it because there's so much struggle in our lives. And if we actually were able to receive the how that is present at all times in natural, biological, and physical intelligence in our bodies, life really starts running much more smoothly. At least that's been my experience. So that to me seems like an important point to say there's great benefits to this. You actually get to lay back and enjoy the ride a lot more of the time.
So I got it. That's kind of like the enrolling people, you know, like why they would want to.
Yes.
Why they might stop their busy, frenetic, crazy movement, quickly filling up every hour and every minute of time and space with whatever their pursuits are. I get that that's the reasoning. And then there's the, okay, how would somebody go about doing this? If they were listening and they thought, wow, this woman is making sense.
Right.
What can I possibly do to start to infuse my body and mind with lay back in or sit back in a job? I mean, most people, look, you know, I'm a sex expert. I teach courses on people getting in touch with their body and learning to expand what I call their pleasure container.
Yes.
Like allowing for more pleasure in their lives. And it's really hard. People just are so thrown to suffering and to making things complicated.
Right, right. Okay, so the easiest way that I could explain in terms of how to go about this, this connection, is to think of it as a dialogue or conversation with a partner who does not speak verbally most of the time. And the other thing you need to do is get over the cultural, what to me is a cultural misconception, but let's call it a cultural assumption, that only human beings know what they're about, have consciousness, have complex layers of intelligence. Now, that is just simply not the case. I'm not sure about your listeners in terms of how much people have studied into this, but we now have thousands and thousands of experiments on record, for instance, that show that plants completely respond to their environment. They respond to the thoughts of the people who take care of them. They reorganize themselves in response to those thoughts. So they are not just beautiful green things sitting there in front of you. They are intelligent systems interacting with their world in the way that works for their life purposes. Now, the same is true of animals, and the same is true of what our culture calls inanimate objects. All of them have a sense of who they are, and what it is that they want out of their experience on this planet. So, and the same is true of your body, and of course your body coalesced and organized itself in order to support your soul purpose. So it has intelligence encoded into it. Everybody's physical body has intelligence encoded into it that is not available to any other person on the planet.
And the shame of it, or the, I don't like the word shame, so the horror of it is that nobody listens to that. People don't listen until they do. So oftentimes it takes somebody like a fatal crash.
Right, yeah.
Or some horrific life-threatening disease or whatever for them to start to pay attention. Of course, you know, there are people like us who I call it stumbling upon.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon my study of Tantra when my body was so broken down from my corporate employment.
Right, yes.
That somebody just pointed me in a direction, somebody I hardly ever listened to, pointed me in a direction, said, you know, you're kind of in a not a good space. Why don't you take this Tantra course? And I went, okay. I mean, I offered no resistance. I was so broken down that I offered no resistance, and I consider that to be like the smartest okay that I ever gave anyone.
Uh-huh.
I was so easy to enroll at that time because I was so broken. And it was, you know, it turned out to be the best thing I ever did. It was better than sliced bread, you know.
That's beautiful, Lori. And that attitude of okay and no resistance is a great attitude to take towards physical, natural, and biological intelligence. Because if you'll recall, at the beginning of the interview, I explained that intelligence always is moving towards the greater and more pleasurable flourishing of life. Whereas having that attitude towards other human beings isn't always in our best interests. sometimes we need to defend ourselves in relationships. So that's an interesting distinction right there. It's part of the complexity of life on our planet that we need to distinguish between a human being and a nature being because the ways of interacting with them are different. Nature beings, of course, can also be twisted out of their original intent by human manipulation and domination. So that is something that also needs to be taken into account when we're interacting with nature beings.
That, well, you're just reminding me of that. There was some book. There was a book about, someone gave it to me as a gift. There was a book about an ape and a person, and the ape had thoughts that were very superior thoughts, but couldn't speak them.
Right.
As the human, I can't remember what the name of that book was. I guess it was very popular a few years ago. And the human acted so superior and so like he knew everything. And the ape actually had a superior thinking to the human in this book.
That could happen.
Yeah. So that's, anyway, you just reminded me of that. So I hear you. You know, the thing, it's interesting because when I took my very first course in Tantra, like you're reminding me of so much. When I took my very first course, which is in around 1996, it's not that I didn't practice it before. I practiced it as an unconscious practitioner.
Yes.
I always knew there was some other very deep connection in the body that was activated through sex. But at the time, I didn't know how to articulate that, and certainly it wasn't socially fashionable to be a girl saying, you know, there's more to sex, you know, there's more to sex. So I didn't branch out. I didn't dare say those things earlier in my life. I just, you know, had whatever pleasurable experiences I had, and I kept my thoughts about it to myself. But, you know, Tantra gave me the platform and the wherewithal to start speaking out about it. And I remember in my very first course, in some exercise we were doing, I actually went back as a being to being like a piece of seaweed or a cell of seaweed in the ocean. And I had this very clear experience of being connected to it all through the water and through the ocean in my body. I was back to like a one cell organism, and I had a complete bodily memory of it and experience of it like it was so familiar. And it was in a meditation that we did. No, and then I knew it was like I went, I remember this.
Lori, I'm gonna invite you to consider also that you may not have been going back at all. About 97% of DNA is shared across all species.
So
what I'm saying is we have access to every part of life within our present. And I'm not saying this wasn't a past life memory for you. I'm saying that you might consider also thinking of it as an ongoing present possibility.
I hear you. I what I'm saying really is that it felt like going backwards to the beginning, like to where I began as a cell, you know, a zygote and an egg connected, and there was a cell that started, and that's, I felt like a cell in the ocean, but that could have been the moment that my cellular presence began. So it felt like going backwards, but you're right. It could be an ongoing present tense connection being created over and over again. And I'm clear about that now because I do create that over and over again. And my physical intelligence has increased since 1996.
Yeah.
In the conscious effort of me creating my physical intelligence, I don't even, there's most things I don't give thought to anymore. I just know people are saying things to me and I know what they're thinking. and I just say it out loud. I'm not a person who necessarily is psychic in a way that psychics read people, but when I'm in my zone, I can just speak for others, like the places where they're blocked and the things that they really want to say, and if they could, or they're not even paying attention to, but I know what their heart and what their soul needs to say, not only to themselves, but to the people around them. It's just the gift that came with all of this. So
that makes total sense to me, because from my perspective, their cellular and bodily intelligence is speaking to yours. Mm-hmm. And because you honor your bodily and cellular intelligence, you get the message.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing stuff. Well, we need to stop here for a moment and pause. And so if you just tuned in, I am speaking with Sybilla Pritchett, and she goes by the name Balsam. And so I'm giving you both of her names so you can check her out. We're going to find out how to get in touch with her, of course, in our next segment. And if we're lucky, she'll do a little music for us and demonstrate some ways that we can get more in touch with our physical intelligence, the very depth and nature of what she and I are talking about. And I'm having a really personal experience with her today on the show. She's connecting me with some more of my dots, and hopefully she's doing the same thing for you. So please stay tuned.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches, or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and this is Laurie Handlers, and I'm speaking today with Balsam, that's her stage name, and really her name is Sybilla Pritchett. And she, I just want to say to you, I don't even want to talk to you in the she. I want to say that I'm my body just in this interview talking with you over the technological channels through Skype as we record this session together. My body, little tinglies in my cells are igniting. You are speaking directly into my DNA and it's responding. You know, it's like a Twitter.
Wow, so. Lori, well, now I've got the tingles too.
It's wonderful. I mean, where you're coming from and your firmness and your insistence that there is this physical intelligence and that it's all connected and that it's present and that all people have to do is really tune into it. And what I'm doing is I have tuned into it. And so I'm able to get the connections from people. In an oracle kind of a way. That's what my friends call it jokingly. Huh. Okay, Laurie, you're in your oracle.
So Laurie, I've got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you interested in trying out dialogue with nature intelligence?
Yes.
Great.
Are we doing it now? Are we going to have an experiment?
Yes. I just thought, you know, you might want to just experiment with this, see what it's like, and then you can report to everybody.
Yes, I absolutely want to. Why not? This is new and different. And listen, this show is about sex and happiness. So I have to just say this as a backdrop. People, if they had more sex, which is, I don't mean, how do I want to say this? If they experience themselves more often sexually, like whether they self-pleasure or whether they have somebody who actually stimulates them into pleasure, not a fast slam-bam kind of an experience, that's not what I'm talking about, but actually tuning into the sexual response of the body, going there for long periods of time and accessing that which is possible during that, stimulating the brain with oxytocins. There is so much possible in terms of universe, connection to the universe, almost like space travel. It's, for me, there I become more intelligent each time I experience myself, letting myself, giving myself permission to go there in a sexual encounter, whether it's with myself or with a partner. So to be invited by you to have an experiment to go into this, to me, it's just like as exciting as if I'm about to have a sexual encounter where I know my brain is being stimulated by amazing chemicals that allow me to see more and experience more and open up more and receive more of everything.
Well, so, I love that you're saying this, because on the first track of the CD, which is a spoken word track, it gives, oh, and I should maybe mention my CD is called Feel the Love, Get the Respect from Nature for You with Music. And the first track, though, is spoken word, because it's my introduction to how to actually work with the musical tracks. And in that introduction, I say that you and nature can be like two lovers. And so I am inviting you into something that's intimate, something that's profound, and something that expands us, which is what sex does.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's my question for you, Lori.
Go ahead.
So going back to my earlier explanation, the soul decides what it wants, and then we give nature the space to show us the how. So I'm curious to know, what is something that you want in your life right now? Could be something in your life in general or in your sex life. What is something that you'd be interested in experiencing more of? Or what new pattern would you like to introduce into your life? What kinds of things are of interest to you right now?
Oh, I have quite a few.
Okay, well, let's just stick to one for now.
Okay, I want partnership. So I want a partner or partners that I get nourishment from and that I give nourishment to.
Okay. So you want nourishing partnership in your...
Mm-hmm. Right. It could be business. It could be personal, like, you know, sexual, intimate relating, and also business.
Okay. So because, you know, we can't, we obviously can't control the free choices of other people, what we're going to be working with right now is your bodily patterns at all levels, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and shifting you into a bodily pattern that broadcasts nourishing partnership, that is already giving that to you within the realm of yourself. And when you have got that pattern firmly established in your own body, you just very naturally kind of sail on past the people who won't reflect it back to you.
Okay. That
much easier to perceive when that pattern is not being reflected back to you.
That makes total sense to me on an intellectual level, and it feels right in my body. It feels right to kind of move past, and I don't have to make anything wrong about it.
Absolutely.
It's just like, nope, next, nope, next.
Right.
Nope, next. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So what we're going to do is give natural intelligence, or your bodily intelligence, whatever, I think bodily intelligence might connect for you more right now, it's less abstract, to give that intelligence 100% permission to reorganize you into the pattern of a person who is in nourishing partnership, and then to just lay back, as I said, and receive what bodily intelligence delivers to you. And this is the tour guide showing your soul, the tourist, the non-physical tourist in the physical realms. This is how it works. So if you align your choices, soul, with how this pattern works, you'll have it in your life all the time.
I receive that, and I can actually feel that. I can feel that. It sounds very woo-woo, but I can feel it up and down my spine.
That's correct. If you don't mind, Lori, let's just take this one more step and strengthen that pattern shift by stating, you can just state out loud after me, bodily intelligence. I give you 100% permission.
I give you 100% permission.
To establish me. In the pattern. Of nourishing partnership. And then just take some deep breaths, Lori. Relax, enjoy, and allow your body to just do whatever it wants to do at this point. And when you feel complete, let me know, and we'll just thank your body.
Well, my body feels like it wants to, like, jump around and dance, and I can't do that during this show, so I promise it that it will do it as soon as we are finished.
Okay, great. I'm a stickler for etiquette, so I just invite you to now say, well, thank you, bodily intelligence. Thank you, body. Thank you, nature.
Thank you, bodily intelligence. Thank you, body. Thank you, nature.
There you are. You just had your first experience of how this works. And my CD is 7 opportunities inviting people into this kind of dialogue with natural intelligence around 7 vital life processes.
Breathe. So the 7 would be like the 7 chakras?
No, actually.
No?
The life processes that are involved are breathing, thinking, eating, moving, seeing, having sex, and dreaming.
Wow, it sounds fabulous.
And yeah, this was a very interesting breakthrough for me, because when I was planning the CD, I was going to take that part by part approach, chakra by chakra, or your feet or your hands, or you know how a lot of these things are. And when I got the insight, which was actually given to me by nature intelligence to work with these processes, I realized that each one of them involves the whole body.
Mm.
You're not dividing anything up into parts, because every breath you take is affected by the state of your whole body and every thought you think.
This is, it's great. It's like really a holistic approach coming from real holisticness, like rather than chopping the parts up and focusing on one thing or the other. It's real. It's great. We need to break here for a second. So I want to ask you to say how people can get the CD. What's the name of the CD again?
The CD is called Feel the Love, Get the Respect from Nature for You with Music. And it is available at Amazon. It's also available at www.loveandrespect.info. In addition, I have a blog that talks about all the ideas on the CD in much greater depth. And that blog is praisebe.info. So that's praisebe.info. In other words, praisebe.info. To incarnation, which is the theme of the blog.
It's great. Thank you so much. We're going to take a break here, Balsam, and when we come back, I'd like to hear a track from the CD, and I tell you how I feel after I just take a momentary break and check out what's going on in my body. So thank you. Please stay tuned, everybody. This is Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm here with Balsam, and we just did a little process for me to get even sexier and happier, and I couldn't be any happier, so we'll be right back.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, Now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Ladihan, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Ladihan today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Ladihan CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handlers, and today I'm interviewing Balsam, who has a CD which gives us processes to breathe, think, eat, see, have sex, and dream. I left out one.
Moving
in new ways with the whole being. And it's very exciting. Just having done the process with her in the last segment, I have to say that my body feels really alive, sharp. Like, I don't want to say hypervigilant, because I'm not sensing danger in that sense, but very awake, aware, alive, almost like a drug experience, like being so like connected. And that's just in, we had a kind of a 5-minute dialogue about it or less. So you've had a tremendous effect on me.
Lori?
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
Lori.
Yes.
Nature has had a tremendous effect on you. I was just the guidepost.
Got it.
Yeah, I wanted to make that really clear.
Thank you. So I'd like to have an experience of a track, perhaps, of your CD. You mentioned to me before we went on air together that you could play the having sex track.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be wonderful for people to experience while we're on this show together, because it would give them a sense to listen to how your CD affects them.
Yes.
Now, I just have to ask you this because I want to put in some kind of a disclaimer. I can't guarantee how people will be when they listen to this. They download it and they listen however they want to listen. So is there anything people shouldn't be doing when they listen to this? Like, is it okay if they listen when they're driving or?
Oh, that's a really good point, Lori. I do recommend in general that when people are working with this CD that they be focused just on their own process. Some people do tend to go into a slightly trance state when listening to this music, and it wouldn't be appropriate to be driving or using heavy machinery. The other thing is that you'll get the most results when you're consciously engaged in just quietly witnessing what natural intelligence or your bodily intelligence is doing with you as you're hearing the music.
Thank you. I'm glad I asked that. And so if you're listening to us now, having downloaded this show, I want to let you know that you might need to stop whatever you're doing for at least 7 minutes, which, come on, that's not a long time in your life. You could probably even take a break, even if you're at work listening, or you can pull over. So this is the word to the wise. We've just heard from the expert who made this track, the CD. And so I'm just giving you advance notice that we're going to be listening to a track for 7 minutes on the show now. Okay, anything you want to tell us before we listen?
Yes, I'd like to say that I'm accompanied on this track by Alfredo Villela. And Alfredo is a percussionist and drummer who lives in Mexico City. And what you're hearing are traditional instruments of the Nahuatls of Mexico. And Alfredo is a shamanic drummer. And you're hearing my voice and a composition that I made in collaboration with Nature Intelligence. And you'll get the most out of the track if you follow my instructions at the beginning and make a statement to Nature Intelligence. If I've got the go-ahead, Lori, I'm just going to take a second to walk over to my stereo console and start this playing.
Yes, you have the go-ahead. I'm excited.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah.
Love and respect for your sexual process. State, nature. I ask that you give me balanced physical knowing of your love and your respect for my sexual process. Ooh.
Yeah, it was real. It was great. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I could connect it to other processes that I've done. I mean, it was just like, oh yeah. Again, it felt familiar to me, even though I've never heard your soundtrack before. And I could see how it could really open people up. Now, could people use this track alone, or could they actually use it together?
You mean together with other people?
Like, could they play it when they were actually making love?
Sure.
Like, over and over again.
Oh, man, I'd be complimented.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, you know, it's tribal, it's guttural, it's, oh, you know, it's people could actually program it in their iPod and they could play it over and over again when they're making love. Or probably some of your other tracks they could do that with as well. Well, not the spoken part so much, but the, you know, the musical part.
Yeah, that's true, because especially the whole last part of the CD where it moves from moving to seeing to sexuality to dreaming, those four tracks to me are kind of like a, I don't know, they have, I can't think of the word right now, but they all support each other.
They feel like, it feels to me like it's a shamanic journey, and you're taking people from one place of consciousness to another, to another, to another. And I'm just experiencing the first one, but I could see it being like a shamanic journey. Like things like people take ayahuasca or whatever they do to find, you know, to get plant medicine. This feels like that to me.
Yes.
So it's very organic. Well, Balsam, I am so happy to have had you on this show. I honor you and the work that you're doing. And I'm excited for people to find out more about you at your blog, praisebe.info. That's praisebe.info, to find out about how she's writing about these processes, this physical intelligence, which can be heightened and explored and connected with in you and your own body. And then to find out more about this CD, get this CD for yourself. loveandrespect.info. It sounds like a smart thing to do, especially those of you listening who want to increase your sex and happiness. Thanks for being my guest today, and that's all the time that we have.
Lori, I'm so grateful to you, and been really fun, and I just want to be expressive also of my appreciation for what you're bringing to the world.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Totally my pleasure. I want to thank my commercial sponsors, Zestra and LifeWave Patches, with my sister, Valerie Handlers, and HormoneNurse.com and Ladybug Environmental from West Palm Beach. Thank you so much for being with me and continuing to support this show. I want to thank all my listeners for being out there, and I'm bringing you another great show next time. Please tune in when I'll have another very individualized and different type of expert to increase your sex and happiness. So please come back for more. This is Lori Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Lori and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Lori's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make-